speak of.
Okay. It is about 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, the 28th of May. I haven't been to sleep, and I feel absolutely knackered. Yes, I had 12 hours sleep yesterday, but that was nearly 24 hours ago. Come on, dogs, let's go out. I took these out at 2:30, so they're okay. Come on, get busy. Anyway, that's not what I came on here to complain about. It's quite something else. I'll wait till we go back in. The sun's not out, but I think it might be trying to come out. You finished? Come on then, what are you doing? Niall! He hasn't just come out of his run to crap. What are you doing? Oh, he hasn't. Good boy. Sorry, I thought he came out, but he didn't. I think he did go, though. Come on, let's go. I'm a bit crotchety. Go on, in you go, both of you. Come on, Tooth Tooth. The sun is trying to come out. I'm going to go in. Come on! We leave the door open for a minute. It won't hurt. If I go in the porch, I can tell whether it's out or not, because it hasn't come round the back just yet. No, it's not really, no. It would be boiling in here by now. He's in now. Oh, I feel a bit disorientated, or whatever the word is. Oh. I've got dialysis today, so it's not like I can sleep. But still, I might get a nice 12 hours again tonight. Well, I'm going to shut that door. Let me make some tea and it might make me feel better. And what I want to, excuse me, tell you about is the fiasco of my hospital transport. Now, 2 weeks ago, let me go back a bit. 2 weeks ago on Thursday, I was having my fistula done, which was a normal dialysis day. So they brought my dialysis for that day forward to Wednesday. And that was okay. But then, so they must have cancelled it for the Thursday, because I was going to the day surgery unit instead. So then we got to Saturday, and they were meant to pick me up between 2:45, and as long as I'm at the Bromley Centre by 4:45, and it's like a 25 minute maybe journey. Hope you can hear me. Where's my favourite cup? Quite thirsty this morning. It got to 3:30 and they didn't turn up. So I rang the transport people and they said I wasn't on their list. And after a big palaver, it turned out that someone at the hemodialysis cancelled my transport. I don't know why. Whether they cancelled it on the Thursday and there was some confusion and it wasn't put back on, I don't know. I got there at 6:30 and instead of 4:00. I'm confusing myself. I was still at King's then, and I was meant to be there by 4. So at 3:30 I rang up and said I'm not on their list. So I got there at 6:30, to cut a long story short. Anyway, the woman who's in charge of the transport came and said there was a mistake. She took me off the transport list. She's sorry, she's booked it, she put me back on. Now, when I went in the next time on the Tuesday, I was told I was moving to Bromley on the Thursday. So I said, okay. They said, oh, your transport's all been booked. So I thought, has it? So then, 9:45 on that morning, an ambulance turned up to take me to King's. Now, the thing is, not only had I finished at King's, but The thing is, I never went at 12 for the 12 o'clock shift. I was always 4. So anyway, I sent them away and, you know, sorted out that they were coming for me for Bromley, which they did. Right, and then the next two times it didn't happen. Two times, I don't talk about it because I haven't been to sleep. Then on the following Thursday, like a week from when I started, it happened again. They turned up at 12 o'clock. They would have been late anyway if I was going for the 12 o'clock shift. And I sent them away and I rang up several different, I rang up the transport to cancel it. I rang up hemodialysis to cancel it because the transport people said it's booked for Saturday morning as well, or Saturday as well. So I rang up and cancelled all that. They assured me they're going to take me off the list. Someone wrote it in the diary to do it. And all this crap. And then blowing me down this morning, 10:15, I heard a vehicle pull up. What the hell am I trying to do here? And then I heard a ramp go down. It's electronic. And I thought, that's surely not my transport already. So my doorbell rang. I went to the window. There seemed to be a lot of commotion with these two women out there. That must have been the drivers. I stuck my head out the window and I said, yes. They went, oh, sorry, mate. We want to number 22. And I'm number 20. So I said, okay. So when I got back in bed, bearing in mind I was trying to go to sleep, then there was all this hoo-ha out there. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't hear because my radio was on. So I turned it off. And I don't know what was going on. And then ding dong, ding dong. They were back at my door. So I got out the window. I went to the window and I went, yes, like that, because I was really pissed off. Oh, Melanie, it was the same women again. Melanie, it's your transport. And I said, those people, those idiots in the control room at King's or wherever it is, the central control room, want shooting. I said, I've tried to cancel this. For the last 2 weeks. Well, it's about 9 days, but even so. And it's a waste of money, because every time they knock on my door and I answer, this company charges the NHS. In fact, some sceptics of the drivers say they do it purposely to get extra money. Now, I'm not here to say that, and I'm not going to mention the name of the company. I think it's just poor communication or total lack of somewhere along the line. But the upshot is the same. The NHS or the hospital trust. I've put too much tea in my cup, especially because I've just drunk some 7-Up. I don't normally drink fizzy drinks, but so the NHS have got charged 3 times now. I don't know how much the charge is. Don't come in here. And I don't suppose it's going to be the last time, to be honest. And this doesn't only happen with me. It happens with practically everyone who changes over. Because there was a lady in the unit with me for the first week I was there at King's. And then she transferred down to Bromley. And every time they picked me up afterwards, they said we had to go and pick her up. And I'd say, no, we don't, because she's at Bromley. And they say, yes, well, we have to go there. She's on our books. So they'd go there, and then she'd be there, and she'd open the door and say, I don't need you. I go to Bromley now. And then the last time, the driver had enough sense to give her a call because he had her number. And we didn't have to go there. But not only was it a waste of time and it made me late, but the NHS get charged for it. So, you know, no wonder they got no bloody money when crap like this goes on. And it really annoys me because I've done my utmost to ensure it didn't happen and to ring round, stress about telling people, you don't have to come, I don't need the transport anymore. I'll ring so-and-so, that's who you need to speak to. So I ring so-and-so and I tell them. And, you know, they're just a bunch of clowns. I blame it mostly on the transport company. And, you know, I think in future, I think what I'm going to do in future is just not bother to go to the door. But then it makes me look like I'm in the wrong. This is the thing. And I'm not. Oh, it's just so annoying. And then I did a Tesco's order last night. I don't like the Tesco's app, so I used the mobile site on Safari, which is very accessible if anyone wants to try it. I'm not keen on the app. I don't know. I'll maybe try it again, but anyway, I did this fine. And then I booked a delivery for today between 4 and 5. And then I suddenly thought, what am I doing? My lammy mind, why my phone? I won't be here between 4 and 5. Now, okay, Obi finishes at 3 or something like that because he's on early today. So he might be home, but he might not because it depends on transport and buses and God knows what else. So I changed it to... Stop treading on my phone. God, I'm quite grumpy this morning. I changed it to tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 5. No, I didn't. I changed it to between 12 and 1. It was 4 and 5 this afternoon. It was 12 and 1 because I thought, if I'm having that 12-hour sleep, I need a lay-in. And he's working. Go and sit down. God. Go and sit over there. Go and sit down. Otherwise, you get down on the floor. I'm not in the bloody mood, I tell you. He keeps sitting on my phone, treading on it. He's still not. He's sitting, but he's not laying down. You can't sit where you want to sit, I'm afraid. Not at the moment. Sorry, I didn't mean to shout at you. You can't hit me anyway. Sorry, old boy. Sorry. Let me put my phone up here. I'm just a bit grouchy, but it's going to slide down there. That is the best place to put it, where I'm sitting there. Yeah, so I changed it for tomorrow between 12 and 1. And then when Obi came home, he fell asleep. That's when I did the Tesco's order. And then when he woke up, I said, look, I've got these vouchers. I remembered afterwards. I checked out my order and everything and changed the day once, the delivery slot. I said, oh, I've got these vouchers. And there's a letter with them in. I don't know how to get them. I don't know the address. You go to a different website to get them. And I can't remember it. So I normally get someone to read it out to me. So I told him where the letter was. And it was £23.50 worth of vouchers. So he went and got the letter. But the problem was is that they expired on the 28th, which is today. So I then had to go back in and change the date again, the slot, before I could enter the voucher codes. Otherwise, they would have say they're expired. So I've changed it to between 7 and 8 this evening, because he'll definitely be home by then. I won't be, but he will. So that was okay. So I was sitting there after the transport issue this morning. Something pulled up outside, and I heard all this clattering, and it sounded like Tesco's crates. And I thought, oh, Holy Mary, Mother of God, please don't tell me. I'm not a Catholic, by the way, and please don't get offended, anyone who is. Don't tell me that Tesco's, somewhere along the line, I've messed up and put the wrong time in. But luckily, I hadn't. I checked through my... I trawled through all the emails that I'd added more stuff. I'd added vouchers. I changed it twice. There were loads of confirmation emails. I had to find the right one. Then I thought, oh, phew, thank goodness. If they come to the door and say they're delivering it now, I shall show the email and say, look, it's between 19 and 2000 hours. Oh, dear. I think I need to start this day again. I really do. Sorry, Tooth Tooth. I'm going to hold my phone now. I'll put my phone on. You can lay down now. Come on. Come on. Come on, little boy. Come on. Come on. Sorry, love. No, I was wet. No, no, you stay there because my tea's on the floor. That'd be the final straw if that went over. I'll tell you. Lammy. Lay down, darling. Sorry. Oh, grumpy with him. Now he's ignoring me. He's sitting his back to me. Tooth, tooth, my little boy. Sorry, love. I'm sorry. It does irritate me. The cat, he and the cats do it. They trample all over my phone and it pauses it and it does God knows what. I saw a memory on Facebook the other day about the cats. When I was living in a different house to this, I said that every time I got, because I used to leave my laptop on my bed, I'd never do that now. Not since we had the fire, not that it was caused by a laptop, it wasn't, but I said every time I go upstairs, the cats have been sitting on my laptop because it's warm. And I said, they've opened the task manager. They've completely deleted the whole contents of my inbox twice. And they've unplugged the power cable and I put, are they trying to tell me something? So it's nothing new, but now it's my phone. And the thing is, with the phone, they can pause a recording, they can delete something, or they can call somebody. That's even worse. So they tread on it and it does infuriate me at times. All the space in this room is something like 28 feet by 12 foot, whatever that is in metres, I don't know, what, 7 metres is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no, much more than that, 9 something, 9 metres by 4 or something like that, and all the space, okay, some of it's taken up on furniture, but the cats and this little dog go on the furniture, so they've, you know, they haven't got any restrictions really, except they are not allowed on the tables. There's 3 tables in here. Dining table at one end. I've got a little occasional table here where I'm sitting, and there's a coffee table over there. Of course, they're not allowed on them. But all the bloody space, and they have to choose to tread on my little phone. Hello, he's facing me now. Hello. He's turned away again. What's the matter? No, Niall. Go and get your bed, please. Good boy. Sorry. I will make a fuss with you in a minute, but this little boy is not very happy with me. Do you want to come up here? Come on. He wants to cuddle me. That's what he's there. He's cuddling me now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little baby boy. He's cuddling up against me now. He's sitting in front of me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get grumpy with you. You can't even hear me. I didn't push him roughly. I just pushed him away a little bit. He got offended. Didn't you? Niall, get in your bed. In your bed, boy. Good boy. Lay down. Good boy. I don't want him knocking my tea over. I shouldn't put it on the floor. He's a very nice little baby poodle. Aren't you? You're gonna... You're a good boy. You're both good boys. He's cuddling me now. You're cuddling me. What are you creeping around for? You haven't had your breakfast, have you? Is that what you're creeping around me for, food friend? Are you my little... Go and get it in your bed. Niall, in your bed. Lie down. Stay. Good boy. I will come and talk to you in a minute, but I just want my tea out of the way. I'm likely more likely to knock it over than he is, probably. What's the matter with you, food friend? This chair creaks. It's because it swivels. Now, where is my bloody tea? It's right there. Okay. It's a double-seated kind of sofa that swivels, but the cushion... It's for two people. It's called a cuddler because the cushion is all one. It's not like two separate seats. This is my favourite seat because it's by the door. So when the sun comes in, it's by the French windows or patio doors, whatever you call them, which also serve as my back door. When the sun comes in, certain times of the day, it shines right on here. Or I can have the door open and be near the fresh air. Oh, there's a radiator over there. I can also swivel the chair around to be next to the radiator. He's going to sit on my phone again. What are you smelling the air for? I can smell milk in my tea. It's only a tiny bit and it's skimmed. Oh, he's got up on the back of there. He likes to sleep on the back of it, actually. Are you up there? Good boy. He's going to settle down up there. And the other thing, I didn't want Niall wafting around, wagging his tail, mostly Kate, it made hairs go on my cup, which I hate. So, and then I've got a little table here. It's a round wicker kind of conservatory table with bamboo legs. And it's got a shelf underneath where I can put things like, well, it's the same as the table and it's slightly smaller. I can put bits and pieces under there. So this is my little corner. And I usually sit here with my little Toof-Toof. He normally sits here with me. Niall. Niall. Come out now. Come here. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. That's it. I'm going to feed you now. Don't worry. Okay. Good boy. Oh dear. God, I've got a lot to do today. I've got to wash the fridge out because I always do that. Well, Ronan often does it, but he's not here. He's at his dad's. Connor was home last night, but of course he's gone to work. So I've got to do that so the shopping can go in it and it's nice and clean. Get rid of anything out there that needs getting rid of. Tidy up around here, clear up, empty the dishwasher. Have a shower, do the cat's trays, change their water, all of their water, feed them all, make myself something to eat to take to the hospital for when I come out, because my driver, my quotes driver, doesn't work on Saturdays, so I don't know how long I'm going to have to wait. So I've got to do some washing and groom Niall. Oh, he's working his tail. I don't feel like doing anything except sleeping. And it's definitely not my day for sleeping. Probably if I sat here long enough. Because I sit up, I'm half sitting up with my left shoulder leaning against the back of the cuddler and my knees are bent up off the floor. If I put my head down, I probably could sleep now, especially if I sat over there on the sofa, because the back cushions are much softer than this. They're made of the same material, but they're different. You know, they look the same, but they're different inside. These are harder. It keeps the shape better, actually, but I would fall asleep on there now, definitely. And I just can't. What I should have done is got up at 6. Instead of trying to sleep, done everything, and then I could have just gone back to sleep till 2 or something. It's a nice cup of tea. I think I might have drunk too much this time, but I might not have done. We'll see, we'll see. Obi's not coming up today because he's been up since 4, and I said to him, don't come up. Just come home and go to sleep. But I said, set an alarm so you do hear the doorbell when Tesco calls. But he's working tomorrow, Tuesday, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, all earlies, which he hates, but I prefer because at least he's home in the evening then. But Thursday, he said he will come up because he's got Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And then, what was that? Next door, I think. Then he's back on his gas. Well, he was on the plumbing course, and then there was a month gap in the middle. Now he's going back to college, or the training centre, it's not college. And he will be doing the gas part of the course. So he's been working in his time off. He had a week off, and then he will have worked for 3 weeks. So, yes, he will be going back to the training centre next Monday, which suits me because it's regular hours. He's home by about 6, and he has weekends off. So, yes. Well, he likes to try and work one day every other weekend, just to keep in contact with the company, because you never know when he might need him again. It's an agency, railway agency. And of course, he likes to get in a bit of extra money, because when he's on this training course, he's not earning anything. He's having to pay them. So there we are. That's where we are at the moment. But he is going to come up on Thursday again, because he doesn't have to get up the next morning. He'd probably fall asleep in there. And then hopefully we may be able to go out somewhere over next weekend. Because then he's back to the grindstone. Oh, he looks comfortable up there now. Niall's laying down beside me and he's laying up. Actually, he's not laying very comfortably. I think he might have a bit of a tummy ache or something. I can't explain it. He's laying, like, he's not laying on his side. He's laying, like, on his stomach. Niall's getting back in his bed. Good boy. Oh, he's no, he's not. He's looked up at me. Toof, toof. I'm going to feed you little buggers in a minute. And I don't know what to do first. Sleep. That's what I want to do. I think I might sort the washing out first. Do the kitchen. Put the recycling and rubbish out. Start there, I think. Feed you lot. You not get comfortable? I've got a feeling he might not eat his food this morning. I don't know what to give him. I'm going to give him something small. See if he eats it. No, I was going to have his dinner. His breakfast as usual. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get their food ready and put it in the cupboard so that when Obi comes down to do the Tesco's delivery, I mean to take the Tesco's delivery, take it in. All he has to do is put their bowls down to feed them. I'll feed the cats before I go. I'm not letting them out today because when I go, there'll be no one home, so I can't leave the door open. So, and if I let them out now, they didn't come in till really late. They buggered me about. Like on spring and summer evenings, they don't like coming in. So it was like 2 o'clock or something when I got those little shits in. They were dancing about. They're probably catching moths. And there's a cat killer on the loose in like this area. He keeps killing these cats and chopping their heads off. So I can't go to bed and leave them. Some of them little shits had me waiting for them. So they're not going out. They can stay in now. In fact, he's not even crying. Did you notice that? Wackaboo-boo, he's not even crying to go out, which he would be normally by now. He must be knackered. So that's their lot today. They're staying in. If I can't get him in till 2 o'clock in the morning, how am I going to get him in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? There's just no way they're going to come in. Unless it was really cold and raining, and then they would. But it probably won't be. They just do what they like. They're piss takers. Shinky isn't, because she, when she goes out, she stays out for about 2 minutes. Then she comes back in, then she goes back out. But she never goes out, like when it's dark or anything. But the other lot, they're total piss takers. Most cats are, to be fair. Right, young man. I'll finish my tea. And I think I'm going to upload this because it's probably far too long.